They're having a very bad week. Elon Musk, Tesla, cutting 10% of their workforce, stock price plummeting. Donald Trump, potentially even worse week. Truth Social, plummeting, on trial. Let's break it all down on the Sauce Cast. Let's talk money.
All we talk is money, honey. All we talk is money. All we talk is money. It's like bees to the honey. The SauceCast, baby.
All right. Welcome to the SauceCast. My name is Adam Sosnick. Typically, the sexiest financial show in the world. But you know, we do a lot of things around here. But today, we're talking two of the biggest names in the world having very, very bad weeks. But as always, we'll end with a very happy ending because I think both these guys are going to be just fine. Let's break down what's going on here today. Elon Musk, Tesla, cutting 10% of their workforce, stock price plummeting. Well, potentially they're no longer part of the Magnificent Seven. We'll break that down today. We'll also get into some of the personal issues that Elon Musk has faced that he put in his book with Walter Isaacson and how much that may play a role with what's going on in Elon's wife. Donald Trump, on trial. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God? Well, meanwhile, Truth Social stock is plummeting. That is what's going on. We'll break it all down here on the SauceCast today. As always, I'm joined by my man, Malik, in the house. He's there to bring up everything and we have a special guest. I don't know if she's on camera. Say hi to Alejandra. Come on, let's get her on here. Ale. Hey. There she is, y'all. Hey, y'all. Guys, and thank you for being here for the show. You know, on Tuesdays, it's me, it's you. Malik's going to be reading the chats. I want to get your opinion on what do you think is going to happen with Trump, what's going to happen with Elon. A lot of things going on. We're moving fast. We're moving quick. And I want you guys to keep up. If this is your first time here, part of the SauceCast, thank you. Please subscribe to the channel and be a part of what we're doing. If you're a longtime listener, I love you. I appreciate you. You see the growth. You see what we're doing. Tuesdays, we're typically going to be talking money and current events. Thursdays, as you know, are our panels. Men, women, discussions, debates, political, culture, dating, relationships. Me and you, just like Cassie and Diddy. I love that song, Me and You. Here are some of the topics we'll be covering today. I already did that, so let's get right into what's happening with Elon Musk and Donald Trump. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
I need to see some excitement out of you, Malik.
Dude, I'm ready. What you need?
Okay, that's what I'm saying. That's it. I love that. Guy, Malik, you know, you're kind of big time now. People coming up to you in the streets, they go, you're Malik.
Yeah,
I've seen it.
I haven't seen it.
I've seen it. Now, next thing you know, Alejandra's going to be out there, you know. She's going to be famous. Put Alejandra in the shot, bro. What are we doing over here? But thank you guys for being here, and thank you to the team for putting this thing together. All right, let's get right into it with the one, the only, the man who's going to take us to the moon and back and potentially Mars, Elon Musk. Elon Musk, we all know who he is. We all know what he does. We all know who he does as well. But Elon Musk is having a very, very bad year. Now, compared to most of us, compared to what's going on in Bidenomics and Joe Biden's America and what's going on in the world today, Elon Musk is going to be just fine. But in terms of what Elon Musk's mission is and his vision is, he's taking a bump. Now, first and foremost, Elon Musk has gone from, guys, brace for impact. It's actually pretty impactful news. We're going to talk about his net worth. Elon Musk, he's no longer the richest man in the world. And actually, listen, you know, let me dry my tears for a second. He's actually no longer the second richest man in the world. He's actually the third richest man in the world. Can you pull up the Forbes real-time billionaires list, if you don't mind, my friend Malik? Pull that up. Number one, the richest man in the world is a guy called Bernard Arnault. He owns LVMH. It stands for Louis Vuitton Moet Hennessy. Okay, thank you. The second richest man in the world, no shock, no surprise, is no longer Elon Musk. It is none other than Jeff Bezos. So number three, Elon Musk, holding steady at $187 billion. Don't feel bad for Elon. He'll be just fine. You got that stat?
Right up.
Okay. Forbes richest men in the world. Elon Musk, worth $187 billion. By the way, he owns so many companies, I can't even keep up. If you don't have the stat, we can just move on. That's fine. Okay. You can even Google Forbes richest man in the world.
Got it.
Here we go. Pull that up real quick. We're moving fast today. Malik's going to keep up. Go for it. Go. There it is right there. So if you scroll down, by the way, see how much Elon Musk lost today? How much? Can you see that? Punch in.
$2 billion.
Just today. No big deal. Okay. Scroll down. Let's see who's top of the list. Number one, we got Bernard Arnault. He's worth how much, Malik?
$209 billion.
$209 billion, but who's counting? Number two richest man in the world is Jeff Bezos. How much has he got?
$201 billion.
$201 crossed the threshold, and Elon Musk is worth how much?
$184 billion.
$184 billion. By the way, do you got that graphic of how many companies Elon Musk owns? He has owned so many companies I can't keep up. We all know that he owns Tesla, but not only does he own Tesla, we all know that he owns SpaceX. Tesla's worth about $1 trillion market cap. You can see that at the bottom. SpaceX worth about $100 billion. X, he paid $44 billion for Twitter, which is formerly known as X. Not sure if that's what it's worth these days. You know, he brought the kitchen sink to clean out X. Some speculate that it's worth basically half of what he paid for, but that's the price you pay for free speech. Thank you, Elon, for what you're doing over there. X, $44 billion. Neuralink, a cool billion. You saw that they just implanted the first chip. There's a guy basically moving things around just with his brain. That's what he's doing at Neuralink. Boring Company, $5.7 billion market cap. SolarCity, $2.5. By the way, I don't know, a lot of people know this. He actually was one of the co-founders of OpenAI with Sam Altman that has a net worth or a market cap of $80 billion. P.S. cherry on top. He sold PayPal for $110 billion in 2002. And now Elon is competing with Sam Altman from OpenAI. And he's launching a company called xAI. Oh, he just launched it. That was last year. Seeking an alternative to OpenAI and what they're doing on Google. But when you hone in on Elon Musk's net worth, $187 billion, the majority of his net worth comes from Tesla. He owns 411 million shares of Tesla and 304 million Tesla options. That is worth $127 billion. Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep. $127 billion in Tesla divided by $187 billion total net worth. That means Tesla is worth 68% of his total net worth. Not bad. We're going to get to what's going on in Tesla in a second, but there's a thing called the Magnificent Seven. Do you have that stat that you can pull up right there, Malik?
Yep.
Magnificent Seven. So if you're following the stock market, if you're following the market, you're following the Dow, you're following the S&P 500, you're following NASDAQ, you see what's going on in the market. There used to be a thing called FANG, F-A-A-N-G. That was Facebook, Alphabet, Amazon, Netflix, and Google. That was like all the hot topics. That was all the hot stocks. That was pre-COVID. Now, in 2024... we got something called the Magnificent Seven. There's seven companies that make up a large percentage of the S&P 500. Number one on this list is Apple with a $3 trillion market cap. Then you got Microsoft at $2.7 trillion. We're talking trillions, baby. We're no longer talking millions. We're no talking billions. We're talking trillions. Only a couple companies in the world have a market cap of over $1 trillion. You're looking at the majority of them right here. Alphabet, which everybody knows Alphabet, a.k.a. Google, is worth 1.66. Jesus, I got to get my eyes checked. 1.66 market cap right there. You see that? NVIDIA, everybody's darling, making all the chips, the semiconductors, 1.66 trillion as well. You got Meta, which formerly known as Facebook, another 1.66. And then Tesla, another 1.66. By the way, these are not market caps. These are percentage of the S&P 500. So I'm going to correct myself right there. But market cap in the trillion right there. Actually, it is market cap. That's what it says. Guys, here's what's happening today. This is the Magnificent Seven. We all know what's going on. All bottom line, a lot of effing money. And Tesla is part of it. But how much longer are they going to be a part of the Magnificent Seven? So, by the way, can you pull up the Tesla stock chart? I believe I sent that to you, Malik.
Yep.
We're firing all cylinders today, baby. Malik's on fire. Alejandra's here. And we got Alejandro over there making me tea. He's the man out there doing his thing. Let's pull up the stock chart for Tesla. We're moving, we're grooving, and we're driving an electric vehicle with Tesla. Go for it. Tesla. Malik, do you know how the stock charts work?
A little bit.
No, you don't. I'm going to teach you right now. So you got the one day. So you click on the one day. There it is right there. Tesla stock price, $157. Then you click on the 5 day. That's where it says 5D. There it is. You could see it's sort of hovering right there. Go to the 1 month. 1 month, in the red. Red's not good. Green, good. Red, bad. Pretty simple. Then you go to the 6 month. Hit that. Still losing dinero, no bueno, for my friends who speak Spanish down in Miami. And then go to year to date. All right, still losing a little bit of money. Then if you go to the 1 year, okay, and now go to the 5 year. Now the 5 year you can see is green. Now you can see it's green, guys, green, good money we got going on. So Tesla losing money for the investors. They peaked in 2022. As you can see, if you bought in, 2020, you're making money. You're going to be just fine. It's magnificent. It's wonderful. It's Magnificent Seven. But lately, Tesla not doing so good. So go back to that 1 month. You see it's green, and now it's red. Go back to the 5 year. You see it's green. Now go back to the 1 month, and now it's red. No bueno for my people that like to save that money. So here's what's going on with Tesla, which gets us to our main story right now. 10% workforce. Let's pull up that article real quick. And Elon Musk announced that Tesla will cut over 10% of its global workforce as the EV demand dwindles. EV, everybody knows, it stands for electric vehicles. We got that article right there. Pull that up. Tesla to cut over 10% of the workforce in the global retrenchment. Great word. Who wrote this article?
That is Bloomberg.
That's Bloomberg. Thank you. That's Bloomberg. Big time money, big time stuff. Nobody knows what the hell retrenchment means, which means it's kind of scaling back. Scaling back. Did you know what retrenchment means? It's okay to say no.
No.
I had to Google that shit too. Open AI that thing. Retrenchment in the house. But the point is this. We saw the stats. Green, good. Red, bad. Malo for my Spanish speakers. Bueno is green for my Spanish speakers. I got Alejandro in the house, guys. Have a little respect. Show the lovely girl right there. We got to speak. Get her in the shot. There she is.
You
hello.
You better speak good Spanish.
Mi español no es bueno?
A little bit.
Okay. Necesito practicar mi español.
I will practice with you.
Tú quieres estar mi maestra?
I want to be your
okay.
teacher, yeah.
That's right. We're teaching things out here. We're learning money. We're speaking Spanish. We're having a good time. By the way, Alejandra in the house for the first time ever being seen on camera here in the Southcast. There we go. We're firing on all cylinders. But the point is this. Tesla not doing so good. Global workforce. They got about 140,000 employees across the globe. Hot pop quiz, Malik. 10% of 140,000 workers is?
10%, that's 14,000.
That's my dude. That's Malik. Nailed it. 14,000 people. Cut. They're gone. Looking for new jobs. They got the pink slip. They're collecting unemployment. But these guys are going to be okay. Because they worked at Tesla, pretty good resume. This is all on the heels of Tesla having its first quarterly decline in 4 years. Quarterly decline meaning the way that stocks are determined, the way that stock valuations, the stock prices are determined, quarterly earnings. Now they're yearning for a good quarterly earning over at Tesla because it's the first quarterly decline they've had in 4 years. We saw what happened in 2020. Boom, rocket ship like SpaceX. But they've been on decline ever since. Here are some of the reasons listed of why Tesla is firing 10% of the workplace. Number one, falling sales. Sales solves everything. If you're not making sales, you're not making money. You got to cut. There's that. There's a duplication of roles saying, all right, you two. You're doing too much. You're hired. You're fired. You're cool. You're not cool. Fuck you. I like you. You know how it works. You've seen the movie. You see how it operates. Budget cuts. Save that money. But more importantly, the intensifying price war for electric vehicles. There's other companies that are out there on the market competing with Tesla. By the way, analysts project that Tesla's sales to shrink even more in 2024 because of a lull in new products and the slow output of the Cybertruck. By the way, have you seen this Cybertruck on the road yet? See if you can pull up a picture of the Cybertruck. These things, not gonna lie, freaking gangster. Freaking gangster. I was riding my bike, South Beach, doing my thing, bing, bing, bing. This is during model volleyball, having a good day. By the way, shout out to everybody that came down to model volleyball. We had thousands of people there, interviewed all the models. Tough job, had to do it. And I'm riding my bike, and I pull out, and this car pulls right up in the middle of South Beach. I said, what the hell is that? Now, it's a different scene on screen versus almost getting run over by this thing. Malik, would you drive a car like that?
I would, honestly.
Yeah?
Yeah, that thing is built for anything.
All right, I'm going to buy you one when we hit a million subs. How about
bet.
That? Okay, bet.
I'm going to keep you up on that.
All right. Man of my word. Alejandra, you know, you're an attractive woman. You got suitors going left and right. If a dude showed up for a date in a truck like that, you getting in the truck?
I will.
Hell yeah, you are.
Yeah, I like
what happens
it.
If it's Elon Musk showing to pick you up?
Well, I don't know.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't want to be baby number 152?
No, I don't.
Okay. That's a good girl. That's a
but I like the car, though.
That's like the car. I think the car's dope. We'll see what it's going for. By the way, see if you can get a price check on what they're selling for. I want to say it's $250,000. I could be wrong. I don't know. But as you're pulling that price up for the Cybertruck, here's what Elon Musk responded to about all the budget cuts that are happening right now. He said, quote unquote, about every 5 years, we need to reorganize and streamline the company for the next phase of growth. He's saying, listen, y'all, we do this. This is what we do every 5 years. Get used to it. So 140,000 employees minus 14,000. So they're at 126 right now. They're going to be just fine. They cut 10%. What kind of price you got for me? Malik, what are they selling for?
We got the base rear-wheel drive starting at 57,000.
What? That's all it costs? Buy two. I'm actually going to buy you one.
Deal.
All right, but we get to share.
For both of us.
Right. You can be my driver.
Yeah, it's like both of ours, but
how
I keep
this?
It at my house.
I buy the car. I don't drive. Everybody knows that. You get the car. You just got to drive me around a little bit.
But I do it.
Done.
Me too.
That's a verbal contract right there. But hold on. These prices are how much?
For the cheapest one is $57,000. Then second cheapest is $76,000. Cyber Beast is $96,000.
Hold on. What's this Cyber Beast all about now?
Has longer range, looks like a faster 0-60 time, 130 top speed.
Guys, here's what I want to know. Malik's going to put this in the polls. For what, the lowest price, 50-something, what was it? Are you
57,000.
Are you buying a Cybertruck? I don't see a reason why you wouldn't. How much does a fucking Lexus cost? 50 grand? Imagine showing up at a Cybertruck? What? Guys, I'm fired up today because they're slashing prices. They're going on sale. Cybertruck, by the way, while they're slashing all these people, they're slashing the prices, while they're slashing the employees, two senior leaders, high up execs, had to depart Tesla. You don't know their names, you don't know their games, but we're going to give it to you anyway. But this is part of the steep layoffs. It's not just to the average worker out there. Some high ups out there. Number one is a guy called Drew Baglino. He was hired in 2006 as the senior VP of energy engineering. That's number one. And Rohan Patel, he was hired in 2016. Now, he was the actual former senior advisor for President Obama. No drama, Obama, for your mama. He was the senior advisor for President Obama on climate and energy. Elon Musk poached him. He brought him in 2016 after Trump took office, which we'll be talking about Trump later in the podcast today, in the Sozcast today. By the way, I think this guy, Drew Paglino, if you can scroll down right, I think he sent a tweet out. Ironically, how about that? You get fired by Elon. You send a tweet on X. By the way, who owns X? Elon. You know, you better be careful with what you're tweeting because that guy could take it down. He said the following. I made the difficult decision to move on from Tesla after how many years? 18 years. Punch in if you don't mind. I'm so thankful I have worked and learned from countless incredible talented people at Tesla over the years. I love tackling nearly every problem we solve as a team, and I feel, does that say gratified?
Gratified.
Okay, is that grateful and satisfied, put together, gratified to have contributed to the mission of accelerating the transition to sustainable energy, a mission that I'm quite passionate about. No shit, that's your job. I will always have a warm spot for the people here at Tesla and the Tesla products in my heart, and wish the team and the company best in the future. When I joined as a nobody cares about your story, but here it is. A reminder, all of us, to set higher expectations, I guess. Way to finish strong with a happy face. Good for you, Drew Baglino. Anyway, here's a couple just kind of like Let's just go rapid fire here. Let me know when we're ready to go. Tesla, they're slashing prices of its premium driver assistance option by half. How much is their premium driver assistance? Well, it used to be $199, but everything's gotta go. It's only $99 now here at Tesla.com. So Tesla says they're cutting the price of the self-driving systems for U.S. customers, and you will only have to pay for one time only fee, $99 a month. It used to be $199 a month. When we get that Tesla truck, what was the good one called? Was the big one the Savage?
The Cyber Beast.
The Beast. Look, listen, I don't get paid for this, but Tesla, get in touch with Mr. Beast. Gift him one of your Cyber Beast trucks. Give it to him for free. And I don't know why I talk like this. I'm talking like Trump right now. Here we go. We're going to do this. Listen, I'm a marketer. I'm a salesperson. Elon, if you find this, you hear this. I know you're a big fan of the Salescast. You DM me all the time. I'll return a text in a little bit. Here's the point. Give Mr. Beast one of your trucks for free. Cyber Beast it up. Co-brand it, white label it. There it is. It's a Mr. Beast Cybertruck. I mean, come on. Mr. Beast audience is young. Their first car, that maybe a dream to be in a Cybertruck. Listen, I don't get paid for this advice, but I think that's a billion-dollar idea. Meanwhile, Elon Musk, he sees what's going on there. He sees all the stories. There's cutting things. Things are going on. He's got a little beef with Reuters right now. Reuters, pretty credible reporting source. He said the following, Reuters... You're fake news. You're lying. Guys, we're infusing Trump into the podcast today. Elon Musk says Reuters lying in reporting Tesla scrap plan for a low-cost car. Elon Musk accused Reuters of saying, hey, you lied. Reported that Tesla scrapped their plans to produce a budget-friendly starter car at $25,000. Everything's got to go. They're slashing priceless. Tesla stock, meanwhile, we just did it in the red and the green. The red and the green, bing, bing, bing. Tesla stock fell 5% after the report's release. Guys, if a news outlet said something about your company, I might go to this camera in a second here. Just be ready. Can we go here? Hey, y'all. My team is on the ball. If a news outlet maybe put together some fake news right quick, lied about how much what you're doing and your stock valuation plummets, I'd be pretty fucking pissed too. As we all know that Elon Musk owns how much of Tesla? How many shares? 400 million shares. Not a big deal. And 304 million options. So if they fall 5%, this is some of the reasons that Elon Musk loses $2, $3, $5 billion, not in a year, not in a lifetime, in a day. I'd be pretty pissed too. Right?
Yeah, so, I'd be pissed if I lost.
Reuters, you got, as they say, some splaining to do. Reuters responded and said, added Musk's response to his article. He did not identify any specific inaccuracies. They're saying, I don't know about your fake news, Elon, but Elon is a little pissed today. More products that Elon Musk is going to be rolling out. There's something called a robo-taxi. You got this bad boy for me? Elon Musk says Tesla will unveil its robo-taxi on August 8th. That's in April, May, June, July, August, 4 or 5 months. Who's counting? Now you can have a robo-taxi. After he announced that, boom, shares go up. Shares pop. Thanks, Reuters. Made my money back. Tesla cars will reach, quote-unquote, full autonomy, and they'll be working 100 hours a week for its owner, making money as a robo-taxi. I don't even know what the hell that means, but if Elon Musk is behind it... There's some money to be made. So that is what's going on in the world of Elon. If we can just sort of hone in on that stock price one more time. Elon Musk, worth $187 billion. He was formerly known as the richest man in the world. He was replaced by Bernard Arnault, LVMH. Now, Jeff Bezos quietly, second richest person in the world, and we're going to see what happens with Tesla's stock price one more time. Just pull up that chart if you can, sir. There it is again. That's over the last 4 years. They're up big, but over the last 6 months, it's going to go from green to red. I'm feeling a pretty angry if I'm Elon Musk. That is what's going on with Elon Musk, with Tesla, and with Malik's new Cybertruck, potentially. Allegedly. We'll see what happens. Shout out to you, Elon. Mucho respect. I think he's going to be just fine. That's what's going on with Elon. So that's what's going on the money side of things with Elon. We just discussed what's going on the money. Save that money. Make that money. What's going on with Elon? Now let's get into some of the personal issues that Elon Musk has been dealing with in his life. Okay? So Elon Musk, he actually just had a big meeting with the new president. This guy is a badass dude. With the new president of Argentina, I'm going to say it in Spanish pretty nice, Javier Milei. Did I say that?
Yeah.
Javier Milei, me like it. I like this guy. He's showing up with chainsaws, cutting the regulation, cutting the tape. My friend Vinny O'Shaughnessy, if you watch the Peabody podcast, shout out to him. He did an impersonation of this guy. I don't know who's got crazier hair, Javier Milei or Vinny O'Shaughnessy, but here's what I know. He has got a pretty good impression of Javier Milei because he said, afuera, afuera. Afuera, he's cutting, he's cutting, he's cutting. Afuera meaning in Spanish, what? You're out of here. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Se la vi.
Get out of here.
Can we get Alejandra on the motherfucking camera? That's right.
It's crowded over here.
Okay, well, Malik, I don't know if you speak Spanish. Maybe
Spanish?
She can move back.
So I'm not the only one here.
All right, but I don't want, I need Malik pulling stuff up. So, Ali, don't get too close. Musk. Meeting with Javier Milei. This guy, Milei, I think he's going to do great things out there in Argentina. Argentina, formerly known as the Paris of South America, amazing country, even prettier women. That's right. My guy back in there is cheering for the pretty women out in Argentina. Pretty good at soccer, too. They had a meeting to basically pledge to promote more free market capitalism after their Texas meeting. Javier, how'd you gonna come to the United States of America not come on the Peabody podcast? How'd you gonna do something like that, Javier? We've been in touch with his team. We'll probably get him on Peabody pretty soon. But he met with Elon before Peabody. That's fine. Malik, you good? Yeah. All right. You laughing? You crying? How are you laughing. Feeling today?
I'm laughing, Jeremy.
All right. It's all good. How's Jeremy doing in the back?
Oh, he's doing good. He's
shout out to Jeremy in the back. You know how they say there's the guy? Oh, that guy's the guy. But then there's the guy behind the guy? Everybody needs a guy behind the guy behind the guy that's Jeremy. You can't even see Jeremy. But maybe he'll make an appearance. He's a former Marine. He's a stud. I think he's a big fan of Elon Musk and Javier Milei Milaiki. So they said they spoke about boosting declining birth rates. What? Making some babies? Pursuing tech development while defending libertad. I mean, they're kind of jacking Trump's thumb up thing, but looks pretty happy right there. By the way, look at that hair right there, Javier Milei. Musk admires Milei for his embrace of private enterprise and disdain for socialism. Oh my God, coño, I can't believe he said it. Capitalism, free market capitalism. The belief in the free markets, private ownership, private enterprise, the enterprise system of capitalism, that's what it's all about, not socialism, Marxism, collectivism, communism, no bueno, right? C'est la vie on what's going on with that. So they're having a great meeting. They're having a great meeting. But then you know what happens, breaking news, after they meet? Do you know what happened with Javier Milei and his girlfriend? I'm going to go to camera number two while you pull up this article. Javier Milei, he says to his girlfriend, you know what he says to her? Afuera! He breaks up with his girlfriend right there. Javier Milei splits with his lioness girlfriend over work pressure. How do you say work pressure? Presura de trabajo.
Presión.
Lo siento. You look very upset with me when I said that. Okay. But Javier Milei, new president, I think he hasn't even been in for a year, meets with Elon. Elon has, I don't know, 3, 5, 10 baby mamas. I don't know how many kids he's got. What's going on with Mars, with chicks, with aliens, with girls, with Grimes, Amber Heard. We'll discuss that in a second. I don't know who he's banging these days. Javier Milei meets with Elon, says to his girlfriend, you gotta go. Can we get a picture of the girlfriend real quick? It's in the article. There she is. Not bad. No malo. Lady in red. He says, listen, babe, I got business to do. I got things to do. I got things to do. I got people to do. I got a lot of things to do. We had fun. You're a lioness. You're fun. But I gotta go. You are now officially afuera. Can you scroll down? I think there's another picture of her out there. No, but if you're interested, you can start your free trial on whatever this article was. All good. But here's what I think happened. Why did Elon Musk meet with Javier Milei? By the way, these guys are promoting capitalism, free market enterprise, amazing. But why did he break up with his girlfriend? Well, Elon Musk has had some very turbulent relationships over the years. I want to say he's got 9-10 kids. I think the baby that he had with Grimes, we'll see her in a second. I think he named her like X, some X name. I don't know. I can't even pronounce it. But did you know? Did you know? Before Johnny Depp, do you know who dated Amber Heard? Well, Elon Musk. Elon Musk dated Amber Heard. Now, if you ever learned anything about Amber Heard, a.k.a. Amber Turd, it's not a girl that's going to basically help you in life. You know, they say, fuck around and find out. Well, you know, F around with Amber Heard. You're going to find out this is not the type of girl you want in your life. She's going to F up your life. Here's some pictures with Trump and Elon. You can pull up that the picture in the middle of the bow tie. Yeah, just pull it up right there. Punch it on that. Okay. By the way, I got Amber Heard. I say this all the time, guys, don't fall in love with your eyes, because your eyes can deceive you. Amber Heard, very attractive, not gonna lie. She will F up your life and not think twice, right? You ever had a girl F up your life and not think twice, Malik?
No, not yet.
Avoid the pain, shucking, jiving, whatever. Alejandro, you kind of girl that's gonna screw up somebody's life? Are you an asset or you a liability?
Liability.
You're a liability? Yeah. Why are you a liability?
I'm a good girlfriend.
That's an asset, baby.
I can help you, you know, get your things you want in your life.
Well, that's an asset. Liability, but, okay, let me say it in Spanish. An asset, muy bueno. A liability, muy malo.
No, because I feel
que,
like...
¿Qué tú eres?
Muy buena.
Okay, so you're an asset. Ya tú sabes. Oh, my God. Anyway, Elon Musk's new biography calls his relationship with Amber Heard hellacious. There's a lot of shush that I would like in my girl. I'd like her to be bootylicious. I like her to be nutritious. I like her to be delicious, but I don't want her to be hellacious. That's not what I want in my life. Elon Musk, bombshell biography, which came out, I don't know, less than a year ago, says Amber Heard, and the author that he dealt with, Walter Isaacson, said that period was hellacious and even worse. Here's some of the stuff that he dealt with that he said in the book. These are Elon Musk's words dealing with Amber Heard. He went through periods when he was... oscillated between depression, stupor, giddiness, and manic energy. Listen, if I have any energy, if I want any energy in my life, it's called BDE. BD energy. You know what that means? I don't want that manic energy. He went on to say, along with the fact that the depression, the stupor, the giddiness, the manic energy, saying she took him into, quote unquote, a very dark vortex that produced a deep-seated pain that lingers to this day. Whatever she did to Elon, he never recovered. His brother and friends hated her with a passion. Let me tell you something. If you're dating a girl and your family and your friends don't like her, cut it off.
Red flag.
Afuera. How do you say red flag in Spanish?
What? Red flag?
Yeah.
Rojo?
Roja. The roja de qué?
Bandera roja.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Nelson Mandela de Roja. We all know that Amber Heard, quote unquote, effed up Elon's life. Here I am with the Trump again. I don't know why. But after Amber Heard, he dated Grimes. So I'm going to sort of be a little contradictory right here. I said, don't fall in love with your eyes. Amber Heard, gorgeous. Gorgeous, but crazy. Batshit crazy, some may say. Sorry if you got kids in the room. Then he started dating this chick. Is that an alien? Is that a human? Is that some sort of minotaur? I don't know what's going on right now, but not the hottest chick in the world. By the way, she just performed at Coachella this past week. Disaster. She basically sent out a tweet apologizing for what's going on. So he went from Amber Heard, hot, sexy, crazy, to Grimes, talented, not hot, not sexy, but also crazy. Elon, Elon. Elon Musk. Dude, how old is Elon Musk? Like early 50s? I'm going with 52. Elon Musk, what you got? Yes. I'm going 52. What's the over-under?
52.
Boom! We won it. Elon, you're worth $187 billion. Everyone knows who you are. Dude, you could have any girl in the world. Any girl! Except for Alejandra. She said she wouldn't go on a date with him. Maybe go on a truck. That's who you're picking, Grimes? Pretty grimy. I don't know. But maybe I have an answer for it. Maybe he's hitting the a little too much. Because there's stories out there about Elon Musk's drug use. You know, he wants to go to Mars, but he's sort of blasting off into space on his spare time. Elon Musk has used illegal drugs, worrying leaders at Tesla and SpaceX. Some executives and board members fear the billionaire's use of drugs, including LSD, cocaine, that propane, ecstasy, mushrooms, and ketamine could harm his companies. Everything in moderation, guys. Everything in moderation. Do I think Elon Musk is a drug addict? Zero. No. Do I think he likes the party? Yes, 100%. You know, there's rumors in Miami. There's a party called Art Basel. We did a huge event down at the Soho House, Art Basel, PBD, myself, the team, everyone out there. We're partying, you know. Art Basel, but Elon Musk at his parties, he's doing private parties with drugs, and he's making people sign NDAs. Do you know what NDA stands for?
Non-disclosure.
You can't disclose shit what's going on in these parties out here, all right? But rumors leak. That's what's going on there. So he's got crazy girls in his life. He's having fun. He's partying. He's going off to the moon. He's doing the electric vehicles. He's planting chips in people's brain, Neuralink. He's building tunnels. He's doing this. He's got the SpaceX. He's shooting rockets. He's got all these companies that's going on. And he says, look, sometimes I do things that, quote unquote, lead to self-inflicted wounds. So we're all going to make mistakes. We're all going to make mistakes, including Elon. But Elon Musk, admittedly, as big of a public figure as you're possibly going to get, Elon Musk says his impulse to speak out leads to, quote-unquote, self-inflicted wounds. You can show that article when you get a chance. During a deposition, Musk admitted to, quote-unquote, many self-inflicted moves. Cool, we got that. The defamation lawsuit came after Musk endorsed a post identifying a man as a federal agent posing as a neo-Nazi. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. We get it. There's some risk to what I say is incorrect, but one has to balance that against it having a chilling effect on free speech, which undermine our entire foundation of our democracy. But Musk, bottom line, acknowledges impulse behavior, admitting, sometimes I'm guilty of many self-inflicted wounds. Hey, you know, it takes a real man to say, look, sometimes I F up. Sometimes I mess up. By the way, guys, me too. Sometimes I mess up. We all mess up. Apologize. You move on. And that's Elon for you. Bottom line is this. You know, it sounds like Tesla going through a little bit of revamp, whatever that word that we had to Google at the front, whatever it was, what was the word called, a little reconciliation. I don't know if you can find that article again. It sounds like it's bad news for Elon, but I think personally Elon's going to be just fine. He's a man on a mission. He's a man on the moon. He's a man going to Mars, and he has a massive, massive vision. Yes, like with all of us, there's going to be ups. There's going to be downs. The only difference was his up and downs. It's like billion-dollar ups and downs every single day. That's how it is when you have equity in one of the biggest companies in the world. Trillion-dollar market cap, potentially, Tesla. But here's one thing I know. You're not going to stop Elon Musk from doing what he's got to do, from speaking his mind and accomplishing his goals. So Elon Musk, building the future, building the cars, sending people to the moon. Yes, you might be banging crazy hot chicks. I get it. Yes, you might be partying, having the time of your life with drugs. Send me an invite the next time you're in Miami. I salute you. I respect you. And keep up the great work. Elon Musk, shout out to you. Anyway, that's Elon. How are we looking over there, Malik?
No, you're looking great, actually. I ran a couple polls. One I got right now. Is it appropriate for Elon Musk to do drugs? My opinion on that in regards to the question is, I think it is. I mean, he's one of the richest guys in the world. How is it not appropriate? He seems to be doing fine. And then right now that percentage is yes, 60%, and then no, 43%.
Okay. Say the stats one more time, please.
So I ran the poll. Is it appropriate for Elon Musk to be doing all the drugs that he's doing? And 57% is saying that it is, and then 43% is saying that it's not appropriate.
Got it. Okay. So they're a little torn on that. Where do you stand on this?
I think it's appropriate. He seems like he has everything under control. Tesla isn't going bankrupt. He isn't worried about missing money. I mean, I would hate to lose $2 billion, but what's $2 billion to hundreds?
Well, you're going to find out in the next story about Trump. You know, when you own equity in a massive, massive company, your net worth goes literally up and down by the billions or hundreds of millions every single day. I think 2 days ago, Elon Musk literally lost $5 billion. Today was only two. He'll bounce back. I think his net worth at the highest point was somewhere in the $200 billion range. Let's find out who's going to be the first billionaire to become a trillionaire. We're about to find that out. But he's sitting at $187 billion. Elon's going to be just fine. But thank you for doing those polls about Elon. Guys, we're about a little more than halfway through with the show. We're firing all cylinders. We're having a great time today. We got Malik here. We got Alejandro here. We got Alejandro holding down the fort. We got Jeremy, the guy behind the guy behind the guy back there doing the ones and twos. And we got you. And you're here with me on the SauceCast and all of us, and we appreciate you. Got my voice back. We're working on it. We liquidate, hydrate. Keep it safe. You ready to move on to the second half?
Let's go.
Let's move on to the second half. So you might have heard there's this guy, right? I'll give you the initials. You let me know who you think I'm talking about. His name is DJT. That stands for none other than Donald J. Trump. You might have heard of him. He's pretty famous. Pretty famous guy. 45. That was his number. President. 45%. He ran for president in 2016. Won. Ran for president in 2022. Lost, allegedly. There's people that, deny that. Now he's back again in 2024. Guess who's back? Donald's back. Running for 2024. But Donald J. Trump, DJT, the reason I say that is because there's a stock symbol with his name in it that we're going to discuss today. And we're going to talk about Truth Social, his social media app that allows people to say the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. But are they making money is the question. All we talk is money. All we talk is money. Let's see what Donald J. Trump is doing out today. By the way, the ticker on the NASDAQ, DJT, if you can pull up that real quick, that stands for the Trump Media and Technology Group. The timeline of Truth Social. DJT, by the way, great stock symbol if you're a fan of Trump right there. Timeline of Truth Symbol, they launched in 2022, but then they were launched as a SPAC, and then they went public in 2024. That was about a month ago. They did a SPAC. Here's what happened with Truth Social. Came out the gates hot. You can pull up any of these articles with the stock symbol whenever you get a chance. Fine. Came out the gate. There it is right there. Came out the gates hot. If you see all the way to the left, hot. Boom. Rocket. Fire. SpaceX. But the stock price has now plummeted since then. They're down 68% since late March. Can you pull up the article talking about why Trump's Truth Social stock is plummeting? They're down 68% since late March. So we're going to get into some of these details right now, but you can come back to me. The initial offering price was $50. It peaked, boom, skyrocket at $80 in late March. Cool. Come back to me here. There we go. The share price now today, if you can pull up the stock, I don't know if you can do that again, $23 at the time of filming. Let's see where it is right now on that. Yeah, $22.84, so almost $23. Trump, by the way, has a 60% stake in the company, making the largest portion of Trump's net worth this DJT, Truth Social. Here's the truth of what's going on in Truth Social. He has 60% of stake in the company, the largest portion of Trump's net worth. Valuation peaked at $8 billion. They lost a couple weeks after their offering, lost $2 billion in 2 weeks. Boom, gone, evaporated. We saw that happen with Elon Musk. But when you're worth $187 billion, you lose $2 billion, not a big deal. When you're Trump, we'll talk about his net worth in a second, $4 billion, you lose $2 billion, not the prettiest picture in the world. The truth is this. Here's what's going on with Truth Social. The truth is, Truth has yet to turn a profit. They suffered steep losses, and they need a path to profitability. They generate quarterly revenue of $1 million a quarter. Not that big. One analyst said the valuation is, quote unquote, astronomical, so it's coming back to earth. So, Truth Social, $1 million quarterly revenue, not the biggest deal. They peaked at an $8 billion valuation, and they lost $2 billion in 2 weeks. Stock price started at 50, went up to 80, and then down to today at 23 bucks. How does Truth Social compare to the other social media rivals? Well, Truth, 5 million active users. Take a guess how many active users are on Instagram and on TikTok.
I'm going to say 1.2 billion.
You're not wrong. You're close. Truth, 5 million active users. TikTok, 1 billion. And Instagram, 2 billion. Not even close. Okay? So it might say, all right, this is bad news. Truth Social. They're not even close to being Instagram. They're not even close to being TikTok. They're not even close to being X or Twitter. But nobody expected them to be. But Trump's net worth actually doing better than it's probably ever been in his life thanks to Truth Social. So there's an article out here saying Truth Social is plummeting, but Trump's real estate empire remains robust. You got that article? So, boom. Here's a list of the companies that Trump owns. Truth Social, listed as DJT on the NASDAQ. The Trump Organization, we all know, they own all the properties out there. What's going on? Notable properties include the Trump Doral down in Miami. I was just there for the LIV golf tournament. Trump made an appearance. How's everybody doing? Shout out to the Saudi guys out there doing their thing at the Trump Doral. It was awesome. Trump Doral worth $270 million. Mar-a-Lago, depending on who you ask. Some say it's worth $18 million. Some say it's worth $1 billion. What could go wrong there? He owns Trump Tower, Turnberry, Westchester, and property right up to here, the road in Jupiter. Take a guess of Trump's net worth, Malik.
$10 billion?
$10 billion. $10 billion. Trump's net worth is $4 billion depending on the day. Trump's net worth, $4 billion depending on the day. Trump's net worth, 2016... $4.5 billion. 2020, lost half his net worth after he ran for president. $2 billion. Trump in court said he's lost 46% of his wealth since 2016. Since Truth Social went public, his net worth ranges between $4 billion and $7 billion a day. That's what's called having equity in the public company. So, Truth Social, vast majority of Trump's net worth. And we'll see what happens there, but he's doing just fine. Don't count out Donald Trump. Last story of the day. Let's see if we can get through in the next few minutes. They're giving me the light over here. Trump, he's on trial. Have you heard about this? Day one, jury selection. You can pull up this article right here. Trump, day one, jury selection. It's set to resume after possible jurors were excused after saying they couldn't be impartial. Let me tell you something. You go into jury duty. They're saying, oh, what's the case going to be? Oh, Donald Trump, what do you think of him? How many people don't have an opinion about Donald Trump? How many, if I polled 100 people, hey, what do you think about Donald Trump? How many people are going to say, well, Donald Trump, never heard of him. No clue. 50 of 96 said that they were going to be impartial. In my estimation, 96 out of 96 are going to be impartial. How are you going to have a trial of Donald Trump? Everybody knows about this guy. People love him. People hate him. How are you going to possibly be completely impartial with Donald Trump? He pleaded not guilty to all charges in the hush money case brought by the Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg. Trump's charged with 34 counts of falsifying business records. This is the Stormy Daniel hush money payments from the 2016 election prior to that. Trump says, and I quote unquote, it's a sham. It's a political witch hunt. We all know that. It's happening. By the way, prospective jurors were asked 42 questions to see if they could be impartial or not, ranging from their work history, their political affiliation, and what media they choose to watch and listen to. So, by the way, in court, Trump, if we can go to this camera right quick, Trump, do you know what he did today in Trump, in trial, in court? He fell asleep. Fell asleep in court. Do you know how comfortable you have to be in a courtroom to just say, look, I'm going to take a little power nap, a little sleepy time. Donald J. Trump, sit, tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God. Yeah, a little power nap right there. Anyway, so that's what's going on there. Trump, he's on trial. We'll see what's going to happen there. Here's my opinion. I don't know how you're going to have a trial with Donald Trump in New York and try to select jurors to accuse or acquit Donald Trump of whatever the situation with Stormy Daniels. Now, in my opinion, Stormy Daniels, is this actually a thing that we want the potential president of the United States, former president of the United States, on trial for? I think it's a horrible look for the country. At the same time, do I think that he was Stormy Daniels? Yes. Do I care? No. Did Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky do their thing? Yep. Did JFK and Marilyn Monroe do their thing? Yep. Did try to impeach Bill Clinton over Monica Lewinsky? Yes. This is why I understand why people think that it's sort of a witch hunt and it's a sham. At the same time, we'll see what happens in the district of Manhattan with the attorney. But a lot of weird things going on right now. Trump's accusing the judge and the DA of hiding thousands of documents on the eve of the trial. Trump making quote-unquote unusual requests. There it is right there. Trump's making unusual requests where he wants to take part in sidebars, which could put him close to jurors, putting him, quote-unquote, putting him in eye contact with potential jurors as the judge and attorneys ask questions. It's getting me choked up what's happening to Donald Trump. I believe he deserves a fair trial. I just don't know how he's going to get one, and that's what's going on there. So, wrapping up, Elon Musk, Donald Trump, we're going to see what happens to our friends and these characters. We just did the first segment about Elon. We just did the second segment about Trump. Did you see what Elon said about AI? So here's the last story here. Elon Musk thinks an AI candidate could win the U.S. election in 2032. So Elon Musk was asked in the 2024 presidential pick, replying, yeah, I don't know who's going to win in 2024, but who do you think is going to win in 2032? He said, which type of AI? Is it going to be a transform or diffusion? I said, listen, Elon, I'm worried about 2032, I can guarantee you one thing. They're going to come out and say it's the most important election of our lifetime. So there it is. He thinks an AI candidate could win the U.S. elections in 2032. There you have it, guys. Let me know your thoughts. Trump, Elon, are they making a comeback? Is Tesla going to remain part of the Magnificent Seven? Is Trump, is he winning in 2024? He's pulling ahead in a lot of the swing states right there. A lot of the trial basically is making his base a little bit more sympathetic and empathetic to him. So we're going to see what happens with that. But these are the two of the biggest names in America, potentially the two biggest, that are having a very, very bad week, but something tells me, much like a rocket, you might fail to launch, but these guys are going to eventually be blasted off into space because you can't keep a good man down. Trump, as rich as he's ever been, Elon Musk, top three richest man in the world, something tells me he'll be number one again. But these are the stories of the day with Elon Musk and with Donald Trump. Thank you for being part of the SauceCast. We'll be back on Thursday with the panel show of absolute stud buddy of mine and some lovely ladies having an amazing debate. Subscribe to the channel if this is your first time being here and give the video a like. Shout out to Malik. Shout out to Alejandra in the house speaking Spanish. Shout out to my guy Alejandro out there. And shout out to you guys for being a part of the SauceCast. We do this every Tuesday and Thursday here at Valuetainment. We'll see you guys on Thursday. We out. Save that money.